Some would say there were 12, others say there were 120. The story tends to infer that there's probably more than 12, but it's probably a similar kind of number than what we've got here, maybe a few more, maybe a few less. And they were all in a room. And why were they in the room? Because Jesus said just before he left, he said, you need to go to Jerusalem and you need to wait. And so they waited. Interesting that the time of the year was Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is literally, it just talks about 50. So it was 50 days after Passover. So it wasn't a magical kind of feast of any others, except that was that's what it was. It used to be called the Festival of Weeks, and it was 49 plus one, so 7 weeks plus one. And they would celebrate the first fruits, so they'd bring all their food. So did you bring your food for me this morning? No grain, no oxen. I'm sure you know, got a lamb sitting there, Claire, that you could have dragged along by the leg. It's okay, we'll eat it later. Oh, sorry. somebody just said there's children in the room. Okay. So it was a festival of feasts. It just happened to be around that time, and so they were gathered together. And what were they doing when they gathered together? You know, maybe they were praying, maybe they were reading scriptures. So that's what they were probably eating. You're right. So we're going to do that now, and we're just going to enter into that, and we're going to start as if we were those people. We were waiting expectantly. Jesus said we'd come together and wait. So we're waiting. And first of all, we're going to have some. Now, could somebody read some of the scriptures today? Who's on reading the scriptures? Would you like to come and do that? Would you like to come and do that for us? So they would have called someone up maybe to read the word.
God says, I will pour my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will foresee. Your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, will pour out my spirits on those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and sign on earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before coming of the great glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved.
So they would have listened to the word of God. They would have had some prayers. So I can have my three prayer readers come and let's say some prayers together. Esther, why don't you start?
Breath of life, we ask that you breathe on us once again. We hunger for the life-changing power that your Holy Spirit brings to us. May our lives be full of the fruit of your Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May we use the gifts of the Spirit given so generously to bless the church and build your kingdom here on earth. Amen.
Spirit of life, fill our emptiness with your fullness. Spirit of power, stir our hearts afresh. Spirit of love, touch us and through us our friends, family, and neighbors. Spirit of creativity, enable and empower the church you love. Spirit of eternity, draw us ever deeper into your kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
God of wind and fire, we celebrate today the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, which you sent upon the believers on the day of Pentecost, and which is our blessing today. Lord, we thank you for the transforming work of your Holy Spirit in our lives and through our lives toward others. Amen.
Amen. And maybe someone from the front said, hey, you remember when Jesus was with us? When he talked to us and he said we should repent, we should turn around from the way that we lived and that we should follow his ways. So let's think about some of the ways that we maybe don't live the way that Jesus wants. I wonder what some of those things might be for us. I don't know about you, but I know that this week there were some things that I thought I wasn't very proud of. I wish I could have done that better. So let's just bring those things to mind now. And maybe John, if he was in the room, he might have said, hey, look, you know, when we confess our sin, there is someone who is righteous, who is just, and he's able to forgive our sins. Not just forgive us, but he's able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness so that we can be free to worship him. Because that's what he wanted. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. He wants us to be free to worship him. So then maybe they sang a song. Feel free to remain seated, stand.
Like a
Peter stood up and he preached to them and he told them about the love of God. And there were 3,000 people who were saved that day. 3,000. Same number as us, more or less, but expanded to 3,000 in one day. Like, what would we do? Ooh, 3,000 sitting at the door. Now, there's a church leader's problem. And that's what it was like for them. Like, it was that intense. You know, it's not just the sound of a nice breeze. It was the sound of a violent wind. It was violent. And can you imagine, like, fire swirling around the room? And our dad has done an incredible job of giving us the decoration that we have in here and also in the atrium area. But it wasn't normal. And they started speaking in different languages that they didn't even understand. And it said that every man that was there heard the word of the Lord in their own language. And we go, yeah, it's a good story. But it was real. I don't know about you, but I got quite a heart jump when Thomas turned the sound of the wind coming up and leaf blowers going crazy. But it was real. When the Holy Spirit came, it gave them a bit of a fright. Funny that, when God comes into the room. So a few thoughts. Just a few thoughts, and then we will finish our service. But at the end of the service, we're going to give opportunity for anyone and everyone who would just like to be prayed for, that you'd be filled with the Holy Spirit. It talks in the New Testament about how we should be filled and filled and filled and filled on a daily basis. That we are to be filled and carrying on being filled, so the Holy Spirit will be full in us. So the first thing is that they were waiting. They were told to wait. And I don't know about you, but I'm not great at waiting. But they weren't waiting in the way that they went back fishing like they did last time. You know, when Jesus died and they'd all gone, oh man, this sucks, this is terrible, I hate this. I don't know what to do anymore, I'm going back fishing because that's all I know. It wasn't that kind of waiting. It was a waiting whether they were gathering together, they were praying together, they were eating together, they were being together, and they were expectant to see God do something. So it wasn't a passive waiting. They were waiting for the living God to come and fulfill the promise that Jesus said. He said, you wait because my dad is going to send the Holy Spirit. And when you got baptized by John for repentance, we get baptized as the power of our sin gets broken. He says, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And that word baptism, baptissimo, I think it is, it talks about like the infusion of a sponge. It's not just filling up a glass jar, but it becomes a part of the sponge. That's the thing that he's talking about with baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's not a magical act that happens. It's actually the filling of God in us as individuals and as corporate. And when Holy Spirit came, how did he come? He came with kind of violence and loud noise, and something happens. You see, in the scripture that Jasmine read for us, talks around that in those days, in the last days, that I will fill these people with my spirit, a young and old, men and women, children, everyone. It is for everyone. There is no one, slave and free. And that would have been very, very foreign to hear that in that day, because the boys were the important ones. And women and children were almost like second-class citizens, and they were treated pretty badly. And Jesus is saying, actually, that's not the right way. We are all important in the eyes of God. And whether you're the tiniest of the baby or the oldest, I was going to say geriatric, but that's unfair, isn't it? Whether you're the youngest or the oldest matters not. When God invites us to receive the Holy Spirit, He says He is for everyone. And my last little thought that I've had is when Holy Spirit comes and fills our world, stuff happens. Interesting that they used, when Jasmine is reading, prophesy was used, two or three times. It's like they will prophesy. They will speak the words of God for different situations. And I don't know about you, but I've had some people who speak things to me, and it's changed my life because it's been a voice of God to me. And yes, we do need to test it and make sure it fits in line with Scripture and fits in line with all those things. But you know what? When God speaks to you, it changes your life. It's a radical, violent change. And it allows us to do the things. So it allowed Peter to stand up and preach to the people of many, many languages and proclaim the goodness of God across the nations. And it allowed them to pray for the sick and they were healed. It allowed them to speak in languages they didn't know. Because when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells on us and dwells in us, the supernatural happens. The impossible happens. I heard a story on Wednesday night at the worship hui. Someone came up to me and she said, someone prayed for me on Sunday morning. I had a tremendous pain in my finger. And people prayed. And she said, I can move my finger without pain. I'm without pain. That's Holy Spirit. And I don't know why God doesn't heal every single person. I don't know why it doesn't work every time I want it to work. But that's God. He can do what He likes. But He's good. And He loves us. And He says, I'm not a far and distant God, but I'm a God who calls you into myself, and I will fill you. I will fill you so that you can do the things that you need to do as the people of God. And I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I want to be so full of God that even when I walk down the street, people recognize something of Him. You know the story of the apostles, and they would walk past people, and as they walked past, their shadow kind of healed people. I want to be that close to God. That'd be pretty cool, eh? And there's nothing that I could do or they could do at that time that could go, this is the way it's going to be. It's easy. I can make that happen. Oh, yeah, be healed. Just doesn't work like that. But how good would it be to be so in touch with God that He was able to move through us in that space? And so that's why every single morning when I'm laying in my bed, sorry, I don't get up and sit in a nice chair. I don't go to a nice spot. But the first thing I do when I open my eyes, or sometimes they're not even open, is I say, Holy Spirit, would you fill me again today? Because I need you today. And then I go through. Some of the psalms that one of the psalms that I've memorized. And I go through Psalm 23. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. And then I start to pray for my family. I pray for the staff. I pray for this church. As I'm lying in my bed, trying not to go back to sleep. It's just my space. For you, hopefully it's different or the same. But every day, we can ask that Holy Spirit would come and fill us, that we would be His people in His time and His space, so that we would see the impossibleness of God in our world. Do you expect that? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But we should expect God to be that that impossible supernatural happening in our everyday world, not just when we come together here. When you're at school, you're allowed to ask God to help you. You're allowed to ask God to help you with your friends when you don't feel safe. You're allowed to ask Him to help you when you're feeling sad, when somebody says some of those nasty things to you, to be strong and not retaliate. He can help you stand up for yourself when you need to. He can help you with your schoolwork. He can help with those impossible situations you find at work and you go, God, I don't know what to do. Can you help me? That's the sort of God he is. That's what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And at that time, as I said, 3,000 people came to be followers of Jesus. So that's why they often call Pentecost as the birthday of the church. And so you know what? We have cake. Sorry, I meant to give Sarah and Sarah a little bit more time to go and prepare. So I will just fill the space for you very nicely. So we've got cake. Because it's the initial time that there was such a gathering and we became church. I don't know whether that was a dance or whether you were just moving sides. So here's a cake. I'd just like to really thank Chef Gilmore because they baked this cake with great care. Some would call it a slab, but that's okay. We've actually got also a little cake, being COVID-friendly, so that we can blow candles out without spitting all over the other cake. But we have treats. And maybe we should sing happy birthday to the church, because that's what they always do in kids' church. I've heard them do it.
Not yet.
And in the day of Pentecost, there was a false start. And so they had to have a little practice, and then we started again. Big build-up. Here we go. Here we go. Here we, no, no, no. Hang on. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, I need a blower. Oh. Do we want to get one of the... Come on, Tiahu. Chloe's going to help. Oh, here we go. Ready, and go!
Happy birthday to you.
Sing it now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Ah, you didn't know what to say.
Happy birthday to you.
Try to extinguish the Holy Spirit. Oh, no, come on, are they going to come back? They can't. Oh, look at that. Oh, here they come. Anyway. No fire alarms, please. So what we're going to do now is we're going to spend a time of worship, but we're also going to offer an opportunity for you to be prayed for, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So if I could have... Yes. Do you want them to go and put them over there, or do you want them to...
Put them away from the smoke detector.
Yeah. So I'm just being reminded by my stage crew about the flames. If you want to write a prayer on those, that's fantastic. If you want to stick them up on the wall, there's some glue sticks or pins or something, or you can take them home and use them at home, that's okay as well. But as we worship, we're going to give you opportunity just to kind of to let someone pray that Holy Spirit would fill you afresh. And that's kind of all we'll pray. We won't go into any great detail. There may be a prophetic word, a short prophetic word over you if we feel very strongly, but actually we just want to invite God into our space and want to give opportunity for anyone and everyone, children included, that God would come and fill our space. So as we worship, it's going to be a bit carnage. Sorry, Davis. So Alistair's going to stand somewhere by... Where would you like to stand, Alistair? What about down the back? That'd be great. I'm going to stand at the front. Yeah, we'll just do it. All right. So you can start now. And there's going to be stuff going on. Kids, you're really welcome. You've done amazingly well. But we're just going to worship together and just kind of filter your way through and around. It'd be fantastic just to pray that God would fill you today. Okay? Let's stand together. As soon as the worship starts, please feel free to come and receive some prayer.
For your church. For your church, your precious bride. For your people to come.
are faithful to your word, 'cause you have opened heaven. Let your spirit come, as you said, as I said it.
Your spirit once again. We're crying out from on our knees. Lord, send revival, start with me. Hail to us.
hovered over the waters when the world was created, breathe in you the life he gives. May the Spirit, who is our comforter and helper, be alive and present in you in all your weekly chores and activities. May the Spirit, who set the church on fire on that day of Pentecost, bring the world alive with his love and the love of the risen Christ. May the Spirit, who reveals all truth and teaches you all things, bring you revelation of the Father's love to you, that you may know him better. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So go now to love and serve the Lord. Go in peace. Fantastic. Thanks for being with us this morning. Again, just if you still want someone just to pray that God would fill you today, then please ask someone. Be free, and we'll see you next week. Bless you.
We shall, we will keep on serving.